zweiter Hörtext für die dritte Schularbeit.
Last month, Julie's class went on a skiing holiday to Rastatt in Austria. Julie had a skiing accident, so Mr. Jennings, their form teacher, phoned Julie's mother, Mrs. Murray.
Hello, Mrs. Murray speaking.
Hello, Mrs. Murray. This is John Jennings, Julie's form teacher. I'm phoning from Rastatt, Austria.
Oh, is there anything wrong?
Well, there's no need to worry, but I'm afraid that Julie has had an accident.
Oh, no. What kind of accident?
It was a skiing accident. She's broken her leg.
Oh, dear. When did it happen?
Well, yesterday. On the very first day, I'm afraid.
Is Julie all right? Is it very bad?
No, it's not too bad. She's in hospital at the moment, here in Rastatt. She'll have to stay there for 2 or 3 days, and then she can come and stay in the hotel for the rest of the holiday. But, of course, there'll be no more skiing for her.
Oh, dear, poor Julie.
Yes, she was very unlucky.
How exactly did the accident happen, then?
Well, it happened in the morning when we were skiing down for the first time. We had just reached the lift and were standing in the queue to go up again, and suddenly a snowboarder, a young girl, came down too fast and ran straight into Julie. She obviously was just learning to snowboard and didn't know how to stop. She really was going very fast.
And what about the young girl? Was she hurt too?
Yes, she broke her arm and hurt her head too. She was quite badly hurt. The mountain rescue had to call a helicopter, and it took both of them to hospital in Salzburg.
But isn't Julie in Rastatt?
She is now. First they took her to Salzburg, but when I told the doctor that she was with a group of English schoolchildren in Rastatt, they brought her back here so she could be near to the rest of us.
Oh, that was very kind of them. And you're sure that Julie is all right?
Oh, yes, she's doing fine. You really don't need to worry, Mrs. Murray.
Well, Mr. Jennings, thank you very much for phoning. And you will give my love to Julie, won't you?
Yes, of course I will. If you want to phone her at the hospital, I can give you her number.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Erster Hörtext für die vierte Schularbeit.
Keith and Helen are in the kitchen. It's nearly lunchtime.
What are we going to have for lunch, Mum?
I don't know. Dad's doing the cooking today.
Oh, yes, of course. It's Tuesday. It's his turn. Hey, Dad, what's for lunch?
I haven't decided yet. I thought we could have hamburgers.
Good idea, Dad.
Oh, no, not again. We had hamburgers yesterday.
What about pancakes? That's quick.
Oh, pancakes, yes. That's my favourite food. But we must have chocolate sauce with them.
Yes, and cream.
Chocolate sauce and cream? I haven't got time to make all that.
Don't worry, Dad, we'll help you. You make the pancakes and I'll make the chocolate sauce.
And I'll make the cream.
Very funny.
Okay, pancakes. Now, what do I need?
Well, you need some milk and some eggs.
That's right. Now I remember.
And you beat the eggs and the milk together.
No, you don't. First the flour is put in the bowl.
Flour? Uh-huh. How much?
Not very much.
Right. That's the flour. Then the milk is added.
You need quite a lot of milk, Dad.
Okay.
And finally the eggs are broken into the mixture.
How many?
Just one.
No, take two.
Right. What about salt?
Yes, just a little.
And pepper?
You're joking.
Right. All we need to do is mix it all up.
And you need some fat to fry it.
Thank you, Helen. I must say it looks very nice. Let me just turn it over for a minute, and it will be ready to eat.
No, Dad, I want to turn it over. I've got a very special way.
Really? What's that?
I'm going to throw it up into the air and catch it.
Helen, are you sure? What if it falls on the floor?
Of course it won't, Dad. I'm very good at tossing pancakes in the air.
No, no, you're not.
Right, are you ready? One, two, three, up we go. Whoops.
Helen!
Oh, no.
What's happening here? What are you all doing on the floor?
Zweiter Hörtext für die vierte Schularbeit.
Listen to what a 13-year-old schoolgirl, Hillary, says about sharing the housework in her family.
Last month, we decided that from now on, we would divide up all the housework. My brother Bill promised to do most of the shopping and to clean the shoes and to empty the dustbin every day. My dad said he would do the cooking at weekends. My little sister Pamela wanted to make the beds. My mum agreed to do the cooking on work days, and she said she would do all the washing up. I was very pleased about that, because I hate all the work in the kitchen, although I quite like ironing and laying the table. It all sounded very nice and democratic, but you can imagine what happened. It didn't work at all. For the first week, Bill did the shopping, but he never cleaned the shoes. He said he was too tired when he got home from school, and that he had to do his homework instead of doing his jobs. So I had to do them. Emptying the dustbin was the only thing Bill did. I was really angry with him. With Dad, things were just the same. After the first weekend, I had to do all the cooking because Dad spent the whole day watching sports programs on TV. I was never allowed to sit down and have a rest. My dad even expected me to bring him a cup of tea while he was sitting in front of the TV set. So after a fortnight, my mum, Pam, and me had to do all the work in the house. What a catastrophe.